This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Republican National Convention starts Monday in Charlotte, North Carolina, with party stalwarts set to renominate President Donald Trump for a second term in the White House. The president is scheduled to speak four straight nights during a mix of live and virtual events. He's expected to attack Democratic opponent Joe Biden. In an AP interview, Winthrop University political science professor John Holder says President Trump needs to make a strong case for why he deserves a second term.
He can bash Joe Biden all he wants to, and last week Joe Biden and his campaign could bash Donald Trump all they wanted to, but he's got to make a positive, affirming case for his reelection, and you don't do that just by yelling out adjectives about the other guy.
Republicans aim to use the National Convention as a test bed for their efforts to reelect the president just weeks before the start of early voting. The Republican National Committee plans to hold more than 7,500 events across the country as part of a dry run of their Get Out the Vote efforts. The party is putting its hopes in its 2,000 field staffers and 1.9 million volunteers as it seeks to help Trump recover from a coronavirus-induced polling slump. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway said she will leave the Trump administration at the end of August, citing the need to focus on her family. Her departure, about 2 months before Mr. Trump seeks re-election, comes at a crucial time for the president. Conway was his third campaign manager in 2016, has been one of Mr. Trump's most loyal and outspoken defenders in public and on cable news. The decisions by the Conways comes a day after their 15-year-old daughter, Claudia, said on Twitter that she was seeking emancipation. She's previously been outspoken on social media against her mother's views. This is VOA News. Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo praised Israel's normalization of ties with the United Arab Emirates, saying he hopes to see other Arab countries follow suit. Standing next to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Pompeo said, "I'm very hopeful that we will see other Arab nations join in this," end quote. President Trump hails the Food and Drug Administration's emergency authorization of a treatment for coronavirus patients as a, quote, breakthrough. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
A treatment known as convalescent plasma.
Blood plasma, taken from patients who have recovered from the coronavirus, is rich in antibodies that may provide benefits to those battling the disease. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn says optimal patients, those within 3 days of admission and not on a respirator, who are treated with convalescent plasma, saw a 35% improvement in survival.
If you're one of those 35 out of 100 people who these data suggest or show survive as a result of it, this is pretty significant for that person and their family.
Health experts say the treatment does need more study before it's celebrated. The FDA's chief scientist notes it should not be considered a new standard of care. Ben Thomas, Washington.
India now leads the world with coronavirus infections as the country has reached a caseload of more than 3 million. The number of global infections is more than 23.3 million, with the U.S., Brazil, and India together making up more than half. China said Monday it supports relevant companies in taking up legal weapons to safeguard their rights and interests after ByteDance, the Chinese parent company of video app TikTok, said it would officially file a lawsuit against the Trump administration. The foreign ministry spokesman told reporters at a daily briefing U.S. politicians' actions were, quote, organized, systematic economic bullying, end quote. Canada said it was demanding answers from Iran over the mistaken downing of a Ukrainian passenger jet after Tehran's limited initial report failed to explain why it fired missiles at the plane. Ukraine International Airlines Flight 752 crashed shortly after takeoff from Tehran's main airport January 8th, killing all 176 people on board, including 55 Canadians. Iran admitted days later that its forces had accidentally shot down the Kiev-bound plane. A spokesman for the German government said Monday it is, quote, fairly likely, end quote, that Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny, who is currently being treated in a Berlin hospital, was poisoned. Navalny was brought to Berlin over the weekend from Siberia, where he fell ill on a flight with what Russian doctors have blamed on a metabolic disorder. His wife visited him Sunday, but did not speak to reporters. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.